Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Christine Stewart is Poet Laureate for the state of South Dakota. She's inviting poets with deep connections to the state to submit work for an upcoming anthology, and she's joining us now from the Janine Basinger Studio at South Dakota State University with details. Welcome back, Christine. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I am doing well, and you are well into your Poet Laureate tenure here, and I remember when you first we first talked to you about what your plans were, and anthology was very much in the front of your mind back then. Tell us a little bit about how this idea was born.
Well, because I love to put poems together in my own collections, I thought it would be a great idea to put poems of South Dakotans together in an anthology. And after I started doing some research, I learned that that had been a thing in South Dakota's history for decades. All throughout the 20th century, every decade or so, someone would put an anthology of prairie poets together or some other title such as that. Usually people associated with the South Dakota State Poetry Society are a grassroots organization that's been around for nearly 100 years, mm-hmm. about 90 or so years. But we hadn't had anything like that lately. Patrick Hicks did an anthology, Harvest of Words, in 2010, and he selected a dozen or so South Dakota poets who already had a book or two out to submit poems to him. But I thought I would take a different way to do it and do an open call to anyone writing in South Dakota or who had lived here for a while, who had something to say about our culture, our landscapes, our people here, mm-hmm. history, and see what comes over the transom that way.
And when you look back at some of those historic anthologies, do you notice well-known people? Do you notice certain themes about what we have a tendency to say about our state historically?
We like to talk about the weather. That doesn't seem to change from decade to decade. lots of wind and snow and beauty, absolutely.
Right.
But definitely lots of landscape.
Okay, so talk about that a little bit as a poet in your own work. When something is so compelling and impacts people's lives so much, it almost has to be expressed poetically. It almost has to be dealt with. It's so much a part of our character. How do you deal with weather in your own work?
Well, I noticed that before I moved to South Dakota in 2007, I had a lot of nature images in my work, but not as much like storms and snow and just this way that weather shapes our decisions and the places we choose to live and how we choose to live close to the places we need to be or not. Or I mean, it just really shapes the way we shop and the way we dress.
Right.
I mean, all sorts of things, you know, I mean, just the day to day. And I think I took that for granted in the places I had lived before. So I definitely see that as being something that people talk about in their work. But they also tend to see beauty in that. You know, there's beauty in the snow, just like there's beauty in the prairie and in sunsets and all those sorts of things. So there's these constraints of the weather, but we shape them into something interesting and beautiful. So that's always hopeful.
Tell us a little bit about the timeline for the open call and how people, you know, what exactly are you looking for from whom?
Well, the deadline is March 1st, and so I'm hoping that we get some more submissions before then. I'm looking for poems by anyone. Doesn't matter if you've published poems before. Hopefully we'll see some quality writing, and that doesn't have to be formal quality, just different, like lots of good imagery, maybe some attention to craft that way. I'm hoping to see poems from people in the cities, not just people in the rural areas. I've already seen a lot of great poems from rural areas, but you know, we have some urban areas in our state too, so I'm hoping to see some of those poems from youth. So I'd like to see some more poems from middle school, high schoolers, and I definitely want to see some from a variety of cultural perspectives. You know, I kind of take it for granted in my discipline in creative writing that we tend to critique that which we love the most, what we see as having the most amazing potential. And sometimes I see that same with the state. So I want this to be, this anthology to be a celebration of what we have here, but also with a healthy dose of reality. And there can be some critique in there, because we wouldn't critique what we don't love and we don't want to make better.
Right.
So there can be a variety of places from which people speak about our state.
And do you think that can be a challenge for writers of all kinds from South Dakota, that there is almost an expectation if you leave South Dakota that you have an opportunity to critique it thoughtfully? But if you're here, because so many people from other places have negative mm-hmm. things to say, that you feel like, I got to carry the flag a little bit and make sure people know. So do you see that that's a challenge for South Dakota authors in a way that maybe it wouldn't be in New York City, for example?
Yeah, I see that we want to show the breadth that we have here, and so yeah, sometimes I think that we don't want to launch those critiques, but I think that's important to balance out our own work as a writer. I know that sometimes even a praise poem has to have a little bit of shadow in it to have that sort of tension and that tightness and that so whatness. Mm-hmm. And so I see that any book or any anthology is kind of an extension of that small poem that has to have some sort of tension in it in order for us to care, in order for us to see that tension, that
right.
conflict.
Right.
And so I don't think all the poems have to have that in there, but as that's one of my jobs as the editor, is to make sure that I have this breadth and this like holistic view that the book speaks to as a whole.
And when do you hope that the book will be in readers' hands?
I'm hoping for fall.
Yeah. Hoping for the South Dakota Festival of Books. That time frame,
yeah,
what a great time
of course.
To launch. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Of course, that all depends on a lot of things coming together. But yeah, I think South Dakotans can show up with some really amazing poetry submissions. How do people submit? Where they send their work?
So I'm taking submissions online versus on a submittable. So it's sdsps.submittable.com/submit, and you can also find information sdpoetry.org, which is the South Dakota State Poetry Society's website. That's also how we get submissions for Past Petals, the literary journal that we publish. So if you just follow those links there, it might take a couple clicks on the
sure.
links, but you'll find it. And it's free to submit. Just online is just easier way for us to keep track of the submissions and make sure we get is 1 to 2 poems. You can submit your best 1 to 2 poems that you think speaks to South Dakota, and also state your connection to the state. I think that's pretty important to me.
Right. We'll put a link up on our website as well at listen.sdpb.org, so people can just click directly to that submittable site too. You mentioned writing attention to craft. And just as a general sort of guideline before we let you go, for people who are trying to become better poets, give us some of that evergreen advice.
Make sure you have a lot of imagery in your poems, that you appeal to sight and sound and touch and taste. And it doesn't matter if it rhymes or not, the end, but sound, attention to sound is also good. So to have some alliteration or some rhythms that you integrate into the lines is also a good idea. But really, if you want to write, it just make time for it. It's a discipline, and that's what will make you have better craft over time. It's just sitting down and doing it.
And read some of that poetry as well. Christine
That's
Stewart,
great.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate being here.